Saturday afternoon at Latitude. We're behind the Lake Stage, and I'm delighted to be joined by three quarters of Martha, Daniel, Naomi, and Nathan. Hello.
Hello.
I think it's only fair that I should talk to the three of you because last time I interviewed Martha, it was just JC, but he's not here at the moment.
No, no. He's a bit unwell. I mean, it was self-inflicted, so there's limited sympathy, but yeah, he's still feeling poorly, yeah.
Say no more. Okay. Well, we've interviewed JC before, but let's pretend we haven't met, but we haven't interviewed each other before. So tell us a little bit about the band. How did you all get together?
So Naomi and Nathan are brother and sister, so they've known each other
for a long time.
For quite a while. And then I grew up in a village with them. The village is called Pity Me. And we've known each other since we were about... Well, me and Naomi went to school together since we were about...
Nursery
together, so like since we were like three.
So since you were high, points to the ground.
And we lived together, and yeah, so it's like, yeah.
It's pretty close, isn't it?
And I'm not sure I asked last time, but why did you call yourself Martha?
We're named after the last living passenger pigeon who died in captivity in Cincinnati Zoo. In 1800s, 1900s, we're named after Martha the Pigeon.
Yeah.
Something we feel like we've got to look up now and research.
Look it up, there's a book about Martha. So.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. How would you describe yourself to someone who hadn't heard you or hadn't seen you play?
Depends who's asking.
Yeah, it does.
You're trying to impress them.
If I was trying to impress them, I'd say power pop.
Yeah.
But then...
That's pretty close, actually.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's not a million miles away, but it's kind of like...
What if you're trying to stop a work colleague from looking you up?
I say indie rock or pop punk.
Yeah,
which, again, is not a million miles away. So
in an airport recently and we had our guitars, and the person who was checking the guitars in said, "Oh, what kind of music do you play?" And Daniel said, "Indie rock." And he said, I don't know what that means. And Daniel was like, I literally don't know how it could be more broad than that. And he was like, "Do you sound like Uriah Heep?" And we were all like, "No." And that was the end of the exchange.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of undiscovered worlds out there where people, you just don't cross with other people, really.
No.
Where do you draw your influences from? Obviously not Uriah Heep, but what bands did you listen to growing up? What did you want to be when you started, Martha?
When we started, we were really into... we were going to this kind of regular night in our small town at the time, and we decided we wanted to start a band that sounded somewhere between the beautiful South and like... very like Motown influenced. Because that's the kind of night that we were involved in. And so that's where it started, but we also are really into quite a lot of power pop. We're really into like bands on the label Dirt Nap, who we ended up being lucky enough to have our records put out with. And so the bands would be like Ted Leo and The Pharmacist is a big one. I'd say they're quite an influence.
Marked Men,
yeah, Exploding Hearts.
Super Chunk.
Yeah.
You've recently released your third album, Love Keeps Kicking. So
yes.
Tell us about the album. What do you mean by Love Keeps Kicking?
It's about sort of relationships sort of ending and new ones beginning and all that kind of stuff. I'm not doing a very good job of describing it.
Well, is it kicking people while they're down, or is it kicking people to make them feel alive?
It's both. It's, you know, whatever happens, love keeps kicking, but it also kicks the bejesus out of you.
Stuffing out of you.
Frequently, and that's just part of life.
There's songs as well. It's like, so it's about relationships, as in like interpersonal relationship, but also like how we relate to the world around us. And we've kind of said quite a lot about how this album's been a little bit more somber and a little bit more... Somebody used a really good term to describe us, but I can't remember what it was. But
it was bruised optimism.
Bruised optimism, that's it. It's kind of like... trying to be hopeful in a world where you don't feel particularly hopeful.
Yeah.
That's it as well. This kind of like, well, yeah. there's two ways to read Love Keeps Kicking, and that's intentional.
You've got some big gigs coming up. You've got Heaven in London, Gorilla in Manchester. Are your shows getting bigger and bigger? They seem to be.
These will be... Well, the Heaven show will be the biggest one, won't it, that we've done.
Yeah.
So, biggest venue anyway. We'll see how who comes.
the other way of looking at it is that they might get smaller after that. This is just an experiment to see the limits of what we're able to achieve. Yeah. And we're quite up for trying something bigger. But
you must have a bit of optimism that there's going to be some people turning up to fill it up, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, our mate wanted to put us on there, and we were like, okay. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, it is a conscious thing. We're trying to, because we don't really work like within the music industry in like in a broader way. Like, we still do a lot of things ourselves, and the promoters we work with are our friends who we've known for a long time. So like, playing bigger venues like that for us is a big deal, and it is something that we're really like trying to do just to progress. Yes.
I was going to say, because you do have this lo-fi DIY ethic, and you've always done it your way, and it seems like you're up in the next division now almost.
Yeah, it does feel a bit like that, but I think, like you say, I do feel like we're kind of doing it our way and on our terms, and like, that's kind of really important to us. Like, I mean, like, when we're playing places like Heaven and Gorilla, we can't really say we're lo-fi or like even really DIY in the same way that we used to, but like, you know, those definitions change, and like, yeah, we're doing it our way, you know.
So is it all going to be like balloons and glitter cannons and stuff like that?
I mean, obviously, once we get the budget. Yeah,
I would love it if it was, but I just know the week before we're all going to go, oh, we've got that gig coming up.
We
should sort something out. Like,
I'll print out loads of weird merch like I usually do, and cut it out all week.
Yeah,
like I did for our last tour.
But that's a good idea, the cannon.
Cannon, yeah. The Spook Stool had a glitter cannon at one of their shows, and I was very excited.
Now you can have that idea on me. That's not a problem at all.
We'll put your name on the side of it.
Now that I would love to see, actually. So you're still obviously touring and enjoying all the press and applaudits for the new album, and do you think you're going to be are you actually thinking about the future after that? Are you thinking about writing and recording any more stuff?
Always. I was going to say, we're always thinking about the next thing, although also trying, like, enjoying what we're up to at the minute. We're hoping to tour a lot more next year. That's our plan, and tour kind of outside the UK. But yeah, we're already thinking about what the next album's going to be, and talking about that.
Have you had any noticeable success outside the UK in terms of interest or record sales? Because I know Spain is a bit of a indie pop hotbed, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, so we played in Spain recently, and we weren't sure how it was going to go because we'd never been there, and it was really, really fun and really good, and lots of people were very, very kind and enthusiastic, so we kind of want to go back, really, and hopefully, yeah, that kind of thing is why you do it, because it's just fun to travel to places you have not been before.
Yeah, get to go to, yeah.
Well, you're headlining the Lake Stage tonight as well, so good luck with that. Looking forward to seeing that later.
Thank you.
Daniel, Nathan, Naomi, thanks very much for having a chat with us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thanks.